Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Wow. What a trial it was to get connected this morning. Gosh. I don't want to complain. So I'm not. I'm just telling you the way it is. Router went down yesterday, and what happened was it got so many errors from the storm that our throughput went from 3 megabits per second, which is, you know, probably some of the lowest in the country, to 9/10 of a megabit per second. I couldn't work. It just wasn't fast enough. So I was able to reset the router, clear out the errors, and then when I got the router back in, I had experienced something called an authentication error. It didn't know who I was. I couldn't believe it. So I was able to get through that. Yeah, I've gotten all these instructions written down, how to overcome all of these errors. Got that working. And then I was walled in. It's called walled garden. Walled garden class, and this is a lesson that you need to know about. So you can connect to your internet provider, but you can't go any farther. So you can, you know, let's say you have CenturyTel or CenturyLink or Brightspeed. You can get there, but you can't get out any farther than that. If you wanted to go to Yahoo or ABC or CBS, or I mean, I don't know why you would, but if you did, you can't, okay? And if you wanted to go to Genesis Communications Network, which you might want to do, or Rents Radio or something like that on the Internet, well, you couldn't. So I was able to fix the walled garden problem. And then when I connected or tried to connect through our high-speed digital equipment here to GCN, it didn't work. It didn't recognize the IP address. So the browser didn't identify with the digital equipment to connect. And I'm not complaining. What I'm trying to say is this is going to happen to you. You're going to get a chance to experience all of this. And what typically happens is you call the company, and then you wait. You go through all the button pushing to get to somebody, and finally they realize that the automated system can't help you. And after 10 or 15 minutes of pushing buttons, you get transferred to a hold position in queue where maybe somebody will answer, probably in Asia or India or the Philippines. And then you can ask them for help, and then it's another 20 or 30 or 45 minutes. That is what's going to happen in your future. You can expect that as technology takes over and more complexity enters in between you and what you're trying to do. And ultimately, there aren't going to be enough technicians who know how to help you. And the companies who have this technology are not going to hire the people in the quantity necessary to help you. So you're going to get stuck. And that's our future. That's my forecast. But don't believe anything that I say. Class, you're listening to USA Prepares, and you can hear us on Genesis Communications Network today, tomorrow, and Friday, and that's it. That's it. After Friday, we will be only on Rents Radio and the Ron Gibson Channel and a Global Star Radio Network. And that's what I see in our future. So how can you listen to us? Well, that'd be rentsradio.com, R-E-N-S-E radio.com. the Ron Gibson channel on Odyssey and BitChute. That's Ron Gibson, Ron, R-O-N, space, G-I-B-S-O-N. Gibson is his last name. Ronald is his first name. So Ron Gibson on the Odyssey and BitChute channels. And then Global Star Radio Network. You can do a search, Global Star Radio Network. We're on Galaxy 19, all over Central America and North America, Europe, and parts of North Africa. We're on Galaxy 19, the satellite, and there's a telephone listen line while we're live. That's 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. And going forward, after Friday, starting Monday, if I can pull together my end, we will be live, or I'm sorry, we will be broadcasting on Rents Radio and Ron Gibson's channels and Global Star and the telephone listen line, but at a different time. And it looks like it's going to be in the afternoon. So we're not going to be 9 through 11 a.m. Central Time. We're going to probably be around 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern Time, 1 to 3 Eastern Time. So that's what it looks like here from at USA Prepare's point of view. I've talked with Jeff Rentz, and I've communicated with Todd Wade at Global Star. It looks like where we're going to be, providing I can get the equipment all working the way I hope to be able to do that. And we're just going to make it. I mean, it's not like we're going to have a lot of extra time. And if I can't make it, we're going to be running a rerun for a day or two. And that might buy me a little extra time. But I'm hoping that that won't be necessary. I hope you'll be able to hear us the day that we broadcast. So Monday's broadcast on Monday, Tuesday's broadcast on Tuesday. That's where we are. And I want to thank Jason for engineering today. And on Friday, well, tomorrow's Kathy. Friday, we're going to have a going away party. And so I talked to the instructors, and the instructors will be calling in. I'll be giving them a schedule so that, you know, nobody's really waiting on hold for, you know, an hour and a half. But we'll be taking calls from the instructors, and I've asked them to say whatever they'd like. They want to talk about what it's like being on USA Prepares, how long they've been here, what the experience has been like from their perspective, whatever they want to say. And I've asked the engineers at GCN to also join in and see what their point of view is, what it's like working with us here at USA Prepares on radio. And I wanted to mention that I've talked to some broadcasters. I got to tell you that the future of radio is not good. It's not good at all. We've got the manufacturers of autos like Ford. Ford is despicable, in my opinion. In many, many ways. They've made so many mistakes. They literally pulled the AM radio out of new vehicles. Can you imagine that? They've pulled the sedans out of their lineup. And the price of vehicles has gone from, you could buy a brand new Ford Falcon in 1964. Brand new. $1,995. A brand new Mustang in 1964. $2,495. That's, you know, without the negotiation. That's the maximum that you pay. Right? And now we're looking at $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. Buy a truck, $80,000. This is crazy. And I don't know why people are doing it. It makes no sense to me. So I'm sitting here really frustrated. I'm frustrated with Windows. I mean, I use Linux and it works and works and works and works. And then, so I want to use Skype, and I download Skype, and it says, your version of Windows doesn't support Skype. You need a new version of Windows. So I've got a great piece, great Windows PCs. XP just works and works and works, but Skype won't work on it. So you need Windows 10. Windows 10 is miserable to me. miserable. Why? Because they changed everything. Now, in terms of, it doesn't seem to crash very much, if at all. I mean, that part's really good. But it is so complicated to understand the language that these people who write the scripts for the prompts, it's hard for me to figure it out. Now, I used to build networks, and they worked. And they worked really well. I mean, I'm talking about networks with hundreds of computers. They worked really well. I'm just trying to get a few computers to work in Windows 10 and a file server with Windows XP. And it's really difficult. It's so complex because of all the protections that are in the system to prevent hackers that we can't even get to our own systems. This is crazy. It makes my blood boil. What I'm experiencing, because I'm not experiencing anything that you're not experiencing. And how many of you have a guy or a gal? I just bring it to the guy or the gal, and it'll fix me right up. Well, what if that guy or gal's on vacation or dies from the jab? Now what are you going to do? Or just doesn't feel like working? Let me share this with you. Oh, Gwyneth. Gwyneth's on hold in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Oh,
I'm just listening.
I am just as frustrated as can be. And but here, a car came in, well, an SUV. And this isn't just a small example of what people are going to experience. Okay? Car came in. New customer, 2008 Land Rover, and all he wanted to do was check the transmission fluid on his vehicle.
Really?
That's it. But let me tell you what it means. This is a 2008 Land Rover. This, Gwyneth, this is not what most people are thinking. You know, raise the hood, there's a dipstick there. You know, you run the engine, you put it in park, and then with your foot on the brake, you put it into reverse for a second or two, and then you put it into neutral, and then you put it into drive, and then you put it, you know, back through all the gears through the entire range and back into either neutral or park, depending on what the manufacturer of that vehicle says, and then you check the fluid with the dipstick when the fluid is either cold or hot, and there's two different markings on the dipstick, one for cold and one for hot. That's the way it used to be. Well, today, for this 2008 Land Rover, he brought it. He couldn't do it himself. The owner couldn't do it. And you might be thinking, really, this guy's got, he can't check his own transmission fluid? No, he can't. He really can't. It takes two people to do it. And it takes an automotive lift. So you have to put the car on the lift. You have to bring the transmission up to a temperature of 140 degrees. You need to have 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Then you have to exercise the transmission through all the ranges. And you have to have a scanner that can read the sensor inside the transmission to tell you when it gets up to 140 degrees. Then you, from underneath, there is a tube that is in the bottom of the transmission. So you pull out the drain plug and you fill the transmission from under the hood while somebody's under the vehicle, and you fill the transmission until the fill tube overflows. And the fill tube is inside the transmission. You can't see it. So you can't say, well, I know, I'll just add a little bit. No, you have to drip it in until it overflows. I'll tell you the rest of the story, and I'll tell you how much it costs. You won't believe it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I'm telling you all the reasons why you need to buy a Land Rover, right? And So if you look up what it costs to change the transmission filter on a Land Rover, you'll find out that the dealer will do it. And the cost is between $1,200 and $1,300 to change the transmission filter. Now, on a General Motors truck like I have, like a Silverado, I've got an old 2004 Silverado, I've got an old 2001 Silverado, the filter is about $22. And, of course, you're going to need some transmission fluid. So that's going to be whether you have a Land Rover or Mercedes or whatever truck you have or car, you're going to need some transmission fluid if you're going to change the transmission fluid. Just like you need engine oil if you're going to change the engine oil, right? So you have to replace it with, you know, good, clean, new engine oil. Well, same thing with the transmission. So to change the filter and the fluid, $1,200 to $1,300. Now, the filter for a Mercedes or General Motors is transmission filter is about $22 with the filter, with the transmission pan gasket. Complete, everything you need, $22. You can go and get an upgraded filter for this Land Rover, which will make the next filter change easier, which is $321 for the part. $321 for the filter and the gasket. And they recommend that you change the fluid every 50 to 75,000 miles. So $321 every 50 to 5,000 miles, just for the filter and the gasket. This is crazy. And so where is the filter in a Land Rover? Well, it's inside the transmission. You actually disassemble the transmission. Like, take the transmission out to change the transmission filter. So why did this vehicle end up here? Because this guy brought his Land Rover to a bunch of shops. Nobody would do it. They said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to check the transmission fluid for you. It's way too hard. It took us 3 hours. 3 hours to check the transmission fluid. It's a two-person job. We charged for 2 hours. The dealer wants like $1,200 to $1,300. This guy's bill came out to $129, which I thought was outrageously high. But that's because it takes 3 hours to do a two-hour job. This is what you can expect with these new vehicles or newer vehicles. And my advice, if I were to give it, is if you think that having a cool, limited production vehicle, you know, one that other people don't have, so you can say you have a Land Rover. I've had these limited production vehicles. It's impossible to live with them. I had them. They have names like Lotus. I had a Lotus Europa. Impossible to live with it. I gave up after 33,000 miles and three engines. 33,000 miles. Not 133 or 233, just 33. I had a Maserati B-Turbo, B-I-T-U-R-B-O. Both of these were magnificently beautiful cars. But you can't live with them because you can't get parts and nobody wants to work on them. Now, I didn't want anybody to work on them, but I did all that myself. But if you have one and you don't have a machine shop and an automotive shop, you can't live with these things. You can't. So I just wanted to share that with you. It's just, it gets back to you have to take care of you. You can't depend on other people. So why did this guy come here? Because he finally got to an automotive, just a transmission specialty shop, the best in the area. He brought it to this specialty shop. He said, can you check my transmission fluid? And the guy said, no. But I know a guy who can. And we send him the work that other people won't do. And that's us. So, I mean, really, if you think about it, shop supplies, all the O-rings that we had to use to take apart, put together, make sure this was perfect. And the fluids that we added, $129 and change. To check the transmission fluid and add a little bit, that's outrageous. But we gave them like a 33% discount.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. A 6-week abortion ban went into effect today in Florida. The law will drop the state's current 15-week ban. Florida joins Georgia and South Carolina with a 6-week ban. Thousands of hotel workers are planning May Day rallies in at least 18 cities across the United States and Canada, looking for better pay and working conditions. The unionized workers are in talks with Marriott International, Hilton Worldwide, and Hyatt Hotels for new contracts, for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic. Anti-Israel protesters on the campus of Columbia University have been removed by police officers after being requested by the Ivy League's president. NYPD officers in riot gear entered the campus just after 9 p.m. Tuesday. At least 100 people were arrested. The move comes after the mayor called many of the people there professional agitators. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And class, what I've been trying to convey and what your other instructors have been trying to convey is going forward, it's going to be darn near impossible because of technology to continue. When it breaks, it is so hard to fix, and you're going to need experts to help you unless you dedicate the time and effort to learn how to do these things yourself. So it's about preparedness. It's nothing has changed. The food's poison. The water's poison. The air's poison. The ground's poison. Bert called me, and we talked about the price of natural gas. There are spots in the United States where it's gone negative. That means please come and take this natural gas because we have so much we don't know what to do with it. That's because people are burning so much oil. Gasoline. Fuel oil, gasoline, that there's a glut of natural gas. They don't know what to do with it, so they're flaming it, which means on top of the stack, they're burning it, they're heating the atmosphere because they don't know what, the refineries don't know what to do with it. Can you imagine that? So here we are. None of this has to happen. None of it. And it's all because of the sum of individual greed and individual stupidity. That's where it is. Gwyneth? Did I lose Gwyneth?
No, I'm here.
Okay, great.
I'm here. I'm just listening. It's, you know, something, what you're saying is absolutely true. And in every previous generation, people were able to do things for themselves if they wanted to do things for themselves. This has only been in the last 20 years, really, that we have gotten to the state where you can't do it yourself. You cannot do it yourself. You know, I was watching a video. It was actually, this guy has this YouTube channel, okay? And things have gotten to a scale that a farmer, a cattle farmer, cannot trim the feet of his own cattle anymore. He has to hire a guy to come and trim his cow's feet. Could you believe that? And the fact that
you're absolutely right, Gwyneth. You're absolutely right.
The guy has a large lift for the cows.
Well, we service fleets of vehicles, okay? And one of the fleets, and these are small fleets. This would not be like FedEx or, you know, large fleet like that. These are small companies, tiny, tiny companies. And they drive people around. And one of the fleets that we service has a business where they drive the Amish around because the Amish don't own nor drive internal combustion-powered vehicles. So one of these Amish tradesmen has a trailer, and he has hundreds and hundreds, like maybe 500 pounds of horseshoes in the trailer. And he's got a welder, and he's got all this equipment in. And the reason we know about this trailer is because it broke, and we had to repair the suspension system on it, you know, put new springs in it. So we had to jack it up, and we had to unload part of it to, you know, to work on it and put it back together. And so this guy is pulled around by what is known as an Englishman. That'd be somebody like us, even though I'm Italian, a heritage. I'm an American, but I was born here of American parents. But, you know, the heritage goes back to Italy. So I'm an Englishman, too, according to the Amish nomenclature. So this guy gets hauled around by, and his trailer, by an Englishman, and he goes from stop to stop to stop, and he does exactly what you're talking about. He puts shoes on horses and trims hooves. And that's his expertise. That's what he knows how to do, and that's what he does, and he sells that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And by the way, class, what is USA Prepares bring to the table? First-hand experience. Not just regurgitation of what the politicians, who are paid professional liars, not what the media says that they say. We bring firsthand information, just like the exclamation point you just heard. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, I know how to shoe a horse, and I know how to trim a horse's feet, but trimming my own horse's feet is one matter. It takes me an afternoon to trim my horse's feet. It's hard work for me. And so my horse is a bit better at it now. I've taught her how to handle her feet. And but it's heavy. It's really, really heavy work because she's got very, very hard feet. And so she doesn't need to wear shoes And it's best if your horse doesn't need to wear shoes, if you don't make them wear shoes. Because every time that you hammer a new set of shoes onto a horse's feet, and they need a new set of shoes about every 6 weeks, you have to damage the hoof wall growing down to put new shoes on. So that means every 6 weeks you're damaging the newly growing hoof wall that's growing down. And if you work your horse too much to where you need a new set of shoes every 2 weeks, you'll end up damaging the hoof wall faster than it can be replaced. And, you know, that's not a good thing, because then you have to put your horse out to pasture until its hooves grow down to a level, and then you can without any shoes, and then you can begin putting it into work again. But, you know, how would you know these things unless you had worked with not just your own horse, but quite a number of horses? And this guy with this hoof business, he had a hydraulic lift where he could winch the animal up, winch its feet forward, winch its feet backwards, so that it had no choice but to stand there, or hang there, rather, on its belly and have its feet worked on. And I was looking at this and I was thinking, my gosh. And I actually did think of you. I thought, I wonder how Vincent goes. I wonder if he's taught his cows how to pick their feet up, because no doubt your feet, you need to check your cow's feet. And I wonder if you have taught your cows how to pick their feet up, or if you put them into a hydraulic lift attached to a cow crush.
Well, I just wondered
how that went, because I thought of you when I was watching this little documentary on this guy. And he was doing like 400 feet. He was doing 100 cows a day. So he was doing 400 feet a day. And these feet, they had laminitis, they had white line, they had ulcers, they had all sorts of disgusting problems with them. And he would hack the bit off, and he would put some betadine, he would put some Centrogen. These are betadine and Centrogen are like antiseptics that you spray onto the wound. He was bandaging them up, putting blocks on their feet, and, you know, and then they were at the other end of the chute. And he's
You're talking about this hydraulic system. There's a veterinarian in the area, and if you bring your cows in for treatment, let's say a prolapse, reproductive prolapse, maybe needing put the uterus back in, maybe cleansing it, washing it, putting it back in, stitching it. And by the way, you know, the stitching material that's used for a cow is not like what's used for a human. It's more like a shoelace. And when the cow is put into this pen, the cow has to follow the path to exit the pen. And that exit path brings them right into this hydraulic system that you're talking about. And this thing is like a cage, but it conforms to the shape of a cow. So the cow is standing there, can't move forward or backward, and then the hydraulic cage comes in and presses against the sides of the cow. Then, if the cow needs to be worked on, up the cow goes in the air, because it's compressed by its sides with this hydraulic system. It's like when you hug someone and you want to lift them off the ground, you know, kind of squeeze them and lift them off the ground. That's what this does. And then, but the cow was standing in position initially. So if the veterinarian needs to work on the underside of the cow, well, they just, this whole hydraulic system tilts. The cow goes on its side up in the air, squeezed. And then if you need to work on the other side, just it'll rotate the other way. So it'll go up in the air, it'll rotate the cow. It's got to be terrifying, absolutely terrifying, because the cow positively cannot move. This is way worse than a straitjacket. It's like a hydraulic straitjacket. It's unbelievable. It's like being in a suit of armor, a knight's suit of armor, on a spit over a fire, except no fire. That's what this is like. So, yes, I've seen this. And it's got to be, it's gut-wrenching for the farmer. It's got to be terrifying to the cow. This has got to be worse than the worst torture that the CIA has ever come up with. Back to you.
Yeah, and then I wonder why the cows don't want to go down the chute. Because they had some cows that were like, oh no, not that again.
Right.
And I'm
right.
saying, oh, he just doesn't want to go through for some reason. Yeah, gee, I wonder why. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, but it's, I was sort of thinking of like working on Lily's feet. You've got a big set of, with a horse, I suppose with a cow, I don't really know how things go with cows because their things shaped a bit different. But you've got a big set of clippers. They're called hoof clippers. And you sort of go around and you trim the hoof wall back down to the level of the sole plate. I'm not sure if that's the exact name that you'd call it, but yeah, with a horse, you've got a big flat plate on their foot, which is the sole of their foot.
Yeah.
And you've got to trim the hoof wall
over. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, this is Gwyneth's last broadcast on USA Prepares via Genesis Communications Network. And she'll be with us on Monday, I'm sorry, next week on Rents Radio and Global Star. And she has been saying, get out of Dodge, grow your own garden, grow your own food, buy a farm, learn how to do everything for yourself, because that's the way she lives. That's the way we live. We are still connected to the supply chain because we don't make axles and we don't make bearings and we don't make grease and we don't make zerk fittings and serpentine belts and automatic tensioners for drive belts and water pumps. We don't make those things. So we're still connected to the supply chain. But everything's broken. Everything's broken. Yesterday, Bam was working on a vehicle, and he was putting a serpentine belt and an automatic tensioner on it. And because I've been talking about bearings, I showed him that let's take these bearing covers apart before we put new bearings on. Let's see how much grease they put in them. Let's see if they're going to last. And currently, the bearings that you buy from the big box stores have about one-third, well, 20 to 30%, maybe all the way up to a third of the grease that they should have in them. That means with absolute certainty, it is programmed to fail. So there are seals on bearings, little plastic ends, and with a dental pick, you can pop them off. And you can pack them with the grease that was not put on at the factory. And you can pack both sides of the bearing. So where is this happening? Well, it's happening with generators. The bearings on the rotor of a generator. It's happening on wheel hubs. It's happening on idler pulleys. It's happening everywhere you can think of. You will be buying new replacement parts that you just had replaced that have bearings. They're absolutely programmed to fail. And we use the term here at USA Prepares, forced obsolescence. You know, it used to be called planned obsolescence. Now it's forced obsolescence. And if you think about it, when Bam met with the customer with the Land Rover, the customer knew that it was going to cost a couple hours of repair time to check and top off the transmission. He knew that. And he was delighted to only pay $129. He thought he won the lottery. And Bam gave him the news. He said, look, your transmission fluid is absolutely black. Absolutely. And if I drain it out, what will probably happen is these particles that are in suspension are keeping this the friction plates working. If I drain it out, the car's not going to go very far. So what's the advice? While it's still running, sell it. That's a 2008. Sell it. When? Now. Right now. And the guy said, but I owe more than it's worth. How about that? Now, do you think that is an oddity? Or do you think that is the standard case for most people? Owing more on their vehicle than it's worth. The answer is, most people owe more on their vehicles than they're worth. And if you look at electric cars, I'm just trying to put some exclamation points down. If you look at an electric car, and this is published information, Renault has a car called a Zoe, Z-O-E. New car, price $30,000. Average secondhand cost $9,000. Cost of a new battery, this is an electric vehicle. Cost of a new battery, $24,000. It will cost almost as much to buy a used one and put a battery in it than it cost when it was brand new. If you had a Jaguar I-Pace, that's the model, $70,000. Secondhand value right now, average, $23,000. Cost to put a new battery in it, $40,000. Who in their right mind would go to a repair shop and say, I'd like a new battery for my Jaguar? And the repair shop says, okay, we can do it. It's $40,000. Who would do that? Who would put a $40,000 battery in a $23,000 vehicle? And it's not just Jag. It's Audi. It's Tesla. Tesla, $40,000. Average used cost, $20,000. Replacement battery, $15,000. Who would do that? BMW, same thing. Nissan, same thing. Don't expect anything different from any other brands I didn't mention. Gwyneth has a lot to teach today, and I'm going to sit back and listen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.